White House, Nancy Pelosi bad faith COVID relief negotiations unforgivable. By Kyle Olson on October 8, 2020. White House Deputy Press Secretary Brian Morgenstern told The Kyle Olson Show this week that talks over additional COVID relief for Americans fell apart after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was just putting on a show. "We have to end the lockdowns. We have to do things in a safe and common sense way so that we can get people back to work. Back to school, back to church, we can do this," Morgenstern said in a segment that will air Saturday. He said President Trump supports an airline relief plan, a proposal to provide protective equipment to schools, and additional stimulus checks to Americans. But negotiations with Pelosi and the Democrats fell apart. "It got to the point where it was clear that the speaker was not really negotiating in good faith towards the sort of solutions Republicans support and both parties agree on," Morgenstern said. Trump, for example, does not support bailouts for states that haven't managed their budgets very well. "The president is not going to allow her to exploit the situation that our country never asked for," he said. Morgenstern said it's a challenge working with Pelosi, especially as Director of National Intelligence John Ratcliffe continues to declassify documents that underscore the notion that the impeachment was premised on a hoax. "She was putting on a show when it came to coronavirus relief negotiations," he said. "She didn't want to be blamed for the lack of solutions leading up to the election." Morgenstern said Pelosi does not want to pass bills that have support from both sides. "It's because she doesn't want the American people to have help before the election because she thinks it will help President Trump. This is a purely political game she's playing that is hurting really hard-working American people, and it's terrible. It's really unforgivable," he said. When asked if he thinks Senate Democrats will go after Judge Amy Coney Barrett's faith when her confirmation hearings begin next week, Morgenstern said, "They already are. As Democrats, most notably Senator Dianne Feinstein, DCA, target Barrett's Catholic faith," he said. "I thought we finished this when John F. Kennedy was elected president in 1960. People were saying we can't have a Catholic, he'll be beholden to the Pope instead of the Constitution. We are ready to defend her," Morgenstern said, predicting she will be confirmed. Morgenstern encouraged Americans to vote in person after the rash of stories detailing mailed-in ballots being thrown out or discarded. "If you can go to the supermarket, which everybody can, you can vote," he said. Morgenstern echoed President Trump's recommendation for voters to visit their local polling place on Election Day to ensure their absentee ballot was counted. "We want to make sure it's one person, one vote," he said. "That the winner of the election is the winner of a fair election." Kyle Olson is a reporter for Breitbart News. He is also host of The Kyle Olson Show, syndicated on Michigan radio stations on Saturdays. Listen to segments on YouTube or download full podcast episodes. Follow him on Twitter, like him on Facebook, and follow him on Parler.